not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was gonna do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We have a lot to get into on a special two-hour edition, Saturday edition of the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And a special day it is indeed, because I want to lead up the show talking about this on a little bit of a personal side. Today is officially the 3-year anniversary of when I relocated here to Boston on February 15, 2017. And normally, and it's rare that I get really personal, but today is an exception because I would be doing myself an absolute injustice if I don't at least acknowledge it because of its importance and the importance and significance of it in my life. 3 years ago today, I relocated here to Boston, and it was something that I had wanted to do, but I didn't always know that I would end up moving here. And I'll never forget the journey. And the journey was very long. It was tough. It was difficult. But in the end, I'm thankful that I stuck through it because it paid off. And it paid off in terms of getting my radio broadcasting career launched. All thanks and praise belongs to the Almighty Creator, and as well as the people here at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, who I got to give a big shout out and say thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to have my own show, and also continuing to do this very show that I've been doing here now for the past 7.5 months. It doesn't feel like 7.5 months, but it sure is remarkable thinking about it. When I first decided that I was going to move here, I'll never forget the moment that I had this powerful feeling of this is what I want to do. It was my very best friend, Alana, whom I had this conversation with in August of 2015. So this is a year and a half before I moved here. And I was pretty emotional leaving Boston that night. And it was pretty clear and evident that my heart desired to be here in Boston. And I'll never forget having that conversation and the question, the question being asked, you know, you visit Boston a lot. Have you ever considered possibly moving here? And that was how it all started. That very moment, that's how it all started. And the process, you know, took a year and a half, you know, and I'm not going to have the time to get into the fine details of that process in its entirety. But I will share with you this, though. I remember countless days when I used to live in Philadelphia and I used to commute from Philadelphia to New York, 3.5 hours on the train, regional trains, but via the SEPTA, the PATCO, New Jersey Transit, to get from Philly to New York, Monday to Friday. I remember those days in which I made that commute. I'd wake up as early as 3 o'clock in the morning to get up, go to work, grind, and did what I have to do in order to make this goal and dream a reality. And I remember also the days of working weekends as a valet. I worked weekends, 12-hour shifts from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at M Park in Philadelphia. I remember working 7 days a week at one point. No days off. And no, I'm not talking about the Patriots. It was an actual thing that I adopted myself where I didn't take days off. I worked 7 days a week, commuting Monday through Friday from Philadelphia to New York and back, exhausted, tired. And I remember an important seminal moment that took place back in the fall of 2016. I was tired one night. I was very tired. And I was, quite frankly, very frustrated, wondering, why am I doing this? It's exhausting. I have no social life because, frankly, I didn't have a social life at all. And again, it was my best friend, Alana, who was on the phone with me. And that conversation helped, and it really helped me steer myself back onto the proper tracks that I was on. And continue to do the same routine, work 7 days a week. And what ultimately led me here was that, and I remember having this conversation with someone very close to me, and I said, one of the reasons, actually the major reason why I made the move here was that number one, I fell in love with Boston. I fell in love with Greater Boston. I fell in love with New England. That's number one. Number two, I said to myself, this is the perfect city to launch my broadcasting career, my radio broadcasting career. And it's so powerful that on this day, February 15th, 2020, 3 years after I moved and made the move from Philadelphia to Boston to here, that I'm hosting my own sports talk radio show. It's amazing thinking about it, and I really want to spend a moment talking about this because It's powerful. It's powerful because I have long had a belief. I've long had a belief that if you stick with something that you are passionate about and that you are absolutely so driven and sure about, you're going to see results sooner than later. You will. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when you begin to see the fruits. And I know the process is hard. It's difficult. No one said that anything ever worth having in life was going to come easy. No one said it was going to be easy. You're going to be tested. And it's true. You're going to be tested in different forms and in different ways. And as a result of this test will either make you stronger in your resolve and in your drive, in your relentless pursuit, or you will only allow yourself to become weak, despondent, unmotivated. So with that being said, with the job that I ended up first getting, what actually led to me moving here was a job that I had as a canvasser working for DDS for WGBH. And I had gotten that job in December of 2016. And the day that I got the job, and I'll never forget this, I called my mom and I shared with her the news. And it was really a moment of realization that it's happening. It wasn't a matter of if. It was now a matter of when. And then I had decided that February 15th would be the day that I would move here. However, the day that I had started my first day working at WGBH at that time, it was February 17th, 2017. So on this very important anniversary for me, I want to lead up the show being transparent and allowing you, the listener, to get a glimpse into my life. And as someone who isn't originally from New England, get a glimpse as to why I am so proud to call this city home and what it looks like to be someone who doesn't give up. Even when everything becomes very murky and, you know, questions rise abound, the uncertainty takes place, that I felt that it was important that I had the opportunity to share with you, the listener, this piece of information, and that I hope that someone out there, whoever is out there listening, that it inspires someone. It wasn't easy, but I can only imagine what my life could have been like if I had decided to give up. A lot of things would have never come to fruition. But on top of that, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair right now doing this radio show. And everything happens when it's supposed to happen. It's hard. I get it. I know 100%. This great opportunity that I have here at 91.5 FM WMFO didn't come overnight. It didn't come overnight at all. In fact, this came at the perfect time in my life when I was beginning to really ask serious questions that needed to be answered. And for that, I really want to give major thanks to my mentor, who really has played a big part of my life and has played an important role in regards to understanding that you don't do this all alone. There are people that will come all along the way, in which that they will give you advice. They will give you advice that will only help you, and they will give you advice that will help you grow. And never being afraid of asking questions. Be curious. and understanding that you don't have all the answers. And I say that because I want people to know the truth. And again, this is part of me being transparent. That I didn't just move here and suddenly just been given and granted the opportunity to host my own sports talk show, which we will get to sports talk in the next segment, because we have a lot to get into in terms of the Bruins and so forth. So stick around. This thing can come overnight. I remember, heck, in the spring of last year, wondering, when am I going to finally have that opportunity to have my own radio show? When is it going to happen? When is it going to finally take place? I'll never forget that. And I'll never forget the moment that it began to slowly unfold. And there is someone who does his own show that I follow on social media, in which that, ironically enough, is part of another Facebook group that we follow each other on social media, that actually led me to the station indirectly. Absolutely indirectly. He was doing doing his show one night. This was in spring of last year, spring, early summer of last year, in which that I saw the station that he was doing his show for, and it was this station, this very same airwaves. And I decided to do some searching, do some digging in terms of the station. What would I have to do? How can I get involved? And so forth. And I sent, I contacted the appropriate people. Shout out to the program director, assistant program director, and the general manager. And unfortunately, everything began to unfold and take place slowly but surely. And thankfully, and I do mean thankfully, my first goal and dream became a reality. And as I sit here 3 years to the day that I moved here to Boston, it's a powerful feeling, but it's also a powerful reminder that the best things in life are worth waiting for. And if you have a dream and you have a goal, don't be afraid to go after it with everything you've got. You may fall, you may cry, you may get frustrated, but don't give up. You dust yourself off the floor, pick yourself up, you keep going. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how I want to start the show today. With a bit of reflection of the 3 years that I've now called Boston home. But also give you, the listener, the opportunity to know a different side of me apart from the sports talk host that you've come to know over the last nearly 8 months now. Because you deserve to know the truth. Coming up next after this break, as I'm filling in for Acoustic Ceiling until 5, and then at 5 o'clock, my regular slot, The Strictly Right Show. So I'm basically here with you guys until 6 o'clock today. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Bruins. And they had a game today. They won against the Detroit Red Wings, thankfully, after two lackluster performances against the lowly Red Wings, who are essentially dead last in the NHL. So I look forward to spending this Saturday with you talking Boston Bruins. And I look forward to conversating with you, the fans, as well. The phone lines are open. You got three lines all open for you at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. You're listening to the Strictly Right Show Special Edition, filling in for Acoustic Ceilings on 91.5 FM WMFO here in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. all night to get lucky. We're up 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 all night to get lucky.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Form Radio. Bruins, Red Wings, and the game just ended about a half hour ago, so here we go.
Bertuzzi, now Nemeth. The puck sits for Marchand. 2-on-2 up ice. Pastrnak timing his rush. Marchand, a great move, and Pastrnak has his 42nd. Twice in two games within 4 days, Brad Marchand has performed stick-handling magic to set up Pastrnak.
Size, it's amazing. So he's able to force that turnover, takes a look. What are my options? Athanasiou is trying to defend. That's not a defenseman back. That's a forward trying to make a play right there. And Marchand absolutely schools him. And then the crisscross allows Pastrnak.
That was Brad Marchand on that sick, wicked dangle around Athanasiou to feed the feed. But David Pastrnak, his 42nd goal of the season, as the Boston Bruins have won their 8th game in the last 9 games, beating the Detroit Red Wings 4-1 in a game that just ended a little less than an hour ago. So we're going to talk about the Boston Bruins during this segment, as the Bruins got a key win in this important stretch for the Boston Bruins moving forward as we get also closer to the trade deadline. Now we are down to 9 more days until the February 24th trade deadline that will definitely have all of Bruins Nation wondering, what is this team going to do? So before we even get to that, we're going to talk about the game in its entirety. So basically, the Bruins had fell behind early after falling behind 1-0, in which Detroit had scored first, and unfortunately it was a shorthanded goal that put the Detroit Red Wings ahead. And then after that, the second period is really where the Bruins took over, in which that Charlie McAvoy did his magic, and then Bergeron scored a shorthanded goal that turned out to be the game winner at 9:40 of the second period for a 2-1 lead. And then also Charlie Coyle, who has been absolutely spectacular in the last 6-7 games, he extended the lead on the 3-1 at 12:30 of the first period. And then, as you heard the clip, that was, by the way, Jack Edwards and Annie Brickley, courtesy of Nesson, with on the call. Pastrnak scored his 42nd, which is, in fact, leading the National Hockey League as of right now for the 4-1 score, which ended up being the final. So with that being said, what we've seen from this Boston Bruins team is that we are seeing firsthand just how good this team can be when it does not get away from the system. Because keep in mind that if you are the Boston Bruins, you had the chance to, you're either at the game or you were watching the game at home or on your phone or listening on the radio, that it would have been very easy for this team to get frustrated, considering that, one, as I mentioned, the Bruins, they have not had a whole lot of success against the Detroit Red Wings for whatever reason. They've had two losses against the Detroit Red Wings this season. Only the Montreal Canadiens have more. And when they fell behind 1-0, it was almost as if, okay, they're down, but they're not out. But we've seen this against the Detroit Red Wings this season. For whatever reason, they can't get their game going. So, unfortunately, it just seemed that way through that whole first period. But that second period, I really like what I saw. I really like what I saw in terms of what the Boston Bruins did in terms of staying with the system and trusting the process. And that is key. And I say that because it's so paramount that the Boston Bruins, they're at their absolute best when they stay with the system, they trust the process, controlling the neutral zone, and as well as ensuring that the opposition, or they're not getting juicy second chance, you know, and rebounds and so forth. And Tuukka Rask continued his outstanding play at home. He's now 14-0-6 on home ice this season. And I tweeted this out, I believe it was yesterday. I don't remember what day it was, but it was either yesterday or the day before, that right now, Tuukka Rask, I got news for you. As crazy as this may sound, but right now Tuukka Rask is leading the National Hockey League in goals against average in saves, in a save percentage. And also, not to mention, yes, three shutouts as well. So you're getting terrific goaltending from not only Tuukka Rask, but also from Jaroslav Halak. Now this season, now keep in mind, Tuukka is 21-5-6, which is amazing, considering that when you look at Tuukka, and we all know this, the importance of Tuukka Rask being able to have strong bounce back games, and I gotta tell you, when you talk about a guy who has played absolutely outstanding this season, but especially in the last five games in winter he started, you can't ask for anything more. With the, even in the game against Detroit last weekend, on last Sunday to be exact, he was splendid. He did his job. And keep in mind that in the last five, he's 4-1. It's 4-1 in his last five starts, which included the big win against the Montreal Canadiens on Wednesday night as well, in which that I have a note I want to get to in the next segment just briefly in regards to the incident that took place with was the Daniel Chara and Brendan Gallagher. So you got to like what you're seeing right now in terms of the Boston Bruins, and as well as in this game, that not just only in terms of the scoring, but also you're getting contributions from all around your lineup. Like, you know, Charlie McAvoy, he scored. You know, Coyle scored. It wasn't only the perfection line chipping in. You know, Bergeron scoring and Pastrnak scoring. Obviously, Marchand with the assist on the David Pastrnak goal. You gotta admit that you like the fact that you're getting contribution from other areas in the lineup as well. But it still remains to be seen, what does the Boston Bruins do in terms of being able to get secondary scoring and secondary help, like especially as we head towards March. And especially during the final month of the regular season, where you're going to be playing a lot of back-to-backs or two games in three nights type of deals, in preparation for the Stanley Cup playoffs. So it's going to be fascinating to see what happens in the next 9 days, or perhaps something gets done before then and whatnot. But I will tell you, I certainly look forward to seeing what's going to be in store in terms of what Don Sweeney does. The lines are open. You can call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We're going to continue talking about the Bruins in this segment. And the one thing I want to touch on is, I mentioned Zdeno Chara and Brendan Gallagher, but I think it's worth talking about now, as a matter of fact, because I think it's hilarious, if you ask me, in which that the Boston Bruins, for whatever reason, they always have had a penchant for rising up in big games against the Montreal Canadiens, regardless of whatever the Canadiens are in the standings. And I got to tell you, it's a mark of a great team, but there was an incident that took place in which that it could have been a lot worse for the Boston Bruins. It really could have. And the one thing I will say is this. When you talk about a guy who has done so much for this team in terms of his leadership as Zdeno Chara. Now, there was a moment that took place on Wednesday night that Chara cross-checked Brendan Gallagher in the face. Well, I got to admit that although it was awesome to see, but it could have been a lot worse had the NHL decided to suspend Chara for an X amount of games. So that in itself was a big bullet that the Boston Bruins have also dodged as well. While also keep in mind that the Zdeno Chara, he also moved past Shane Doan and Johnny Busick into 16th all-time in games played in NHL history. So that in itself is also another milestone that is worth noting as well. So in terms of what the Bruins are going to be going up against over the course of the next several games, because I know tomorrow, they're playing tomorrow afternoon in New York against the New York Rangers on Hockey Day in America. That is an all-day commemoration done by NBC and NBCSN regarding hockey in the United States. And the Bruins will be playing tomorrow afternoon in New York against the New York Rangers at 3:30. That game is nationally televised exclusively on NBC. That's at 3:30. So that's just something to keep in mind. So Bruins get a big win today. They're right back at it in about a little less than 24 hours with puck drop in New York. So that's something that they're going to be, that's going to be interesting. And as well as keep in mind, and I know this past week I've mentioned about Chris Kreider and that he would be the perfect fit here in Boston for the Boston Bruins in terms of secondary scoring, as well as getting a good size winger who could also play physical as well. This is the last chance the Bruins will have the opportunity in terms of being able to get an up-close view of Chris Kreider and what he brings to the table as well. So that's something I'm going to be keeping an eye out for tomorrow at when the Bruins and Rangers play. So that's definitely something that's going to be important to keep in mind as well. So also, while I'm at it, I also want to bring up the list of the next few games that the Bruins will be playing, because this is the start of a road trip for the Boston Bruins, in which that they are going to be hitting the road beginning tomorrow in New York against the Rangers. Now, this is a start of an important stretch for the Boston Bruins. They play the Rangers tomorrow. Don't forget, Wednesday is their next game. They're going to be in Edmonton. In Edmonton to take on the Edmonton Oilers. That's going to be an 8:30 puck drop. And that game is always is going to be on Nesson. As well as they're also going to be playing on Friday night in Calgary. 9 o'clock puck drop on Nesson as well. And then on Saturday night, next Saturday night, they will be on Hockey Night in Canada in Vancouver. That's a late night game. 10 o'clock puck drop at Rogers Arena in Vancouver. So they have a 4-game road trip that essentially begins now. They got the Rangers, again, for those who just tuned in, you got the Rangers tomorrow at 3:30. That's on NBC. You got the Edmonton Oilers in Edmonton on Wednesday, the 19th. That's an 8:30 puck drop. That's exclusively on NESN. And then as well as you have the Calgary Flames coming up on Friday, February 21st. That's next week in Calgary as a 9 o'clock puck drop. And then you also have the rematch of the 2011 Stanley Cup Finals in Vancouver at 10 o'clock on Hockey Night in Canada, as well as it's locally on NESN as well against the Canucks. So with all that being said, we're going to step aside. We're going to take a break. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Bruins as well and some thoughts on the week that was, because there were a few things that really stood out to me, you know. And an interesting note that I think is worth bringing up as well, and how this actually might affect the Boston Bruins tomorrow, perhaps. Stay tuned to find out what that is right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tusk Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO here in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. Thank you for joining in wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Always appreciate it on this Saturday. 1 hour extra edition. Filling in for Acoustic Ceilings this hour, and then the next hour, it'll be the Shukri Wright Show, the regularly slotted edition of the Shukri Wright Show. So definitely stick around for that. We'll get to some thoughts on the Red Sox during the next hour, as well as spring training has started. We talked about it this past week in some capacity. I'm going to get furthermore into it, as well as the continued fallout of the Astros cheating scandal has only infuriated myself and as well as other baseball fans across the country. So we're going to get into that during the 5 o'clock hour. So you're going to want to stick around for that one as well. As always, the phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So with that being said, for right now, we're still going to talk Bruins. And I noticed something interesting before the end of the last segment, and I want to bring this up now. Last weekend, the Bruins played a back-to-back against Arizona and then the Red Wings on the road. They won last Saturday 4-2, and they lost the next day in Detroit 3-1. I noticed now that the Bruins have a back-to-back, in which that obviously they play today, they're playing tomorrow. Now, what I do wonder is this. What I wonder is, how do you think the Bruins will do in another back-to-back, given that they play just today, they're playing again tomorrow? Now, I'd like to think that perhaps that Yaroslav Halak will be healthy enough and ready to roll to play tomorrow, but only time will tell. Hopefully he'll be just fine. And right now, I don't know if anything has been said in terms of Yaroslav Halak starting tomorrow, if he's going to start instead of Tuukka Rask. Because remember, last weekend, Tuukka Rask started back-to-back games. And considering all things, he's played very well. He's played very well in back-to-backs. But he is better when he gets rest. But remember, last weekend in Detroit, that the Boston Bruins and the Red Wings, Tuukka, he did well. But the issue is, for whatever reason, the Bruins just could not get out of their own way in terms of burying chances that they was presented. And that was an issue last Sunday. I don't think it'll be an issue tomorrow when they play the New York Rangers. But what I do think is this. I think it's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds. Right now, according to Nesson.com, they're both Yaroslav Halak and as well as Connor Clifton, they're both getting closer to returns. So that will be something to keep an eye out for. Now, I also have to mention this as well. According to Joe Haggerty of NBC Sports Boston, Yaroslav Halak, he will be in net tomorrow against the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden. So the answer to what some Bruin fans are wondering, whether if Rask will start again tomorrow or if Halak is healthy enough to go, the answer has been reported by Joe Haggerty. He was reported actually yesterday, in which that Halak, he will be making his first appearance in the crease since February 5th. So let's say, 10 days, 10, 11 days. So he should be well rested. And And by all things considered, he looks like he will be continuing to split the goaltending between himself and Tuukka Rask heading down the stretch, which, as we saw last year, it'll only do the Boston Bruins benefit, especially you want Tuukka Rask at his absolute best going into the Stanley Cup playoffs, which begins in April. So that's just something to keep in mind. So that's just something also, just to throw out a quick number, Halak, he's done exceptionally well this year. I mean, considering that he split time between himself and Tuukka Rask, who's obviously the starter, he has Halak, he has a 14-6-6 record, 2.36 goals against average, and 3 shutouts as well. So either or, by all things considered, right now, Yossi Palacki is a goal tomorrow in net for the Boston Bruins. So with that being said, the phone lines are open. You can call in the talk to me about the Bruins and their big win today against the Red Wings. And as well as we're going to be getting into it the next hour, talking Red Sox spring training, as well as furthermore on the Astros cheating scandal, and as well as get into some Celtics as well, because I think the Celtics, they absolutely deserve some airtime. Not that they don't. I mean, they're a Boston team. Hello. But I'm actually going to talk some Celtics basketball to start off the next hour. So stick around. You can call in, as always, 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Celtics because frankly, there was something that I saw and I also read about in regards to the Celtics' win on Thursday night that really got me thinking. And it got me thinking as to the very following question I'm going to put out there. And that question is, between the start of the season for the Boston Celtics versus now, have they surprised you, or have they met your expectations as to the type of team that they are? That and much more coming up next on the Strictly Right Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Strictly Right. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Reform Radio. This is Shukri Reich, just holding on just quickly for a moment until I'll just fix up a couple of issues here. But at any rate, here we go.
Hands me my raincoat. She's always worried about things like that. Well, she said it's all gonna end, and it might as well be my fault. And she only sleeps when it's raining, and she screams. And her voice sounds strange. She says, baby, it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. She says, baby, well, I can't help but be scared of it.
been something. God, it's better than nothing. And in a color portrait world, she believes that she's got it all.